times a year.
Jong played at the beginning of the show. He played the audio of Brock Osweiler at the podium saying, we're really close, which, no, you're not. But he said, all you can ask of a football team is that you try your best. And when you watch the film the next week, you're honest with yourself. And I'm going to disagree on both of those. I think you can ask more. You can ask for more than a good effort, and you can ask for more. And you're not being honest with yourself if you keep saying we're really close. We're even closer than last time. We're getting closer and closer and closer. No, be honest with yourself and just say, listen, something's going on here. We've got to figure out because we're not good. Offensively, we're not good, and there's no way.
And you're not getting better. That's the bad part. There's no improvement whatsoever.
I wish that, and I guess we haven't done a show. But we'll have Quentin Dimms here in a little over an hour. We haven't done a show with an offensive guy since Dwayne, so it's been a long time. But I wish that we could have an offensive guy in here one time this year and just say, "Dude, what's going on? Do you feel great about this offense?" Because I can't imagine that Dwayne Brown would look us in the eyes and say, yeah, I feel really good about what we're doing. And that's the one guy on that offense that really is an established player in this league. It has been for a while. I mean, DeAndre has been around 3-4 years now, and he's not playing at a level where, you know, he's going to feel good about things.
Right.
He might be the only guy whose opinion I trust on that matter, because – I don't trust Brock Osweiler's opinion, because he's clearly not going to have any problem just blatantly lying. Because
he tried hard.
He
tried hard.
You can't possibly – and guess what? I watched that same film.
All you can ask is that they try.
You're going to watch that film this week, and you're going to say, you know what? We're just not very good. And he's not going to come back next week and say that, but even though that's the truth, is they're just not very good. And it's hard. I understand the conditions made it tough to operate in. And honestly – the Osweiler could have been worse. He's had way worse games than he had. He didn't throw an interception, mostly because a lot of the passes he threw were so far away from anybody that like defenders couldn't get to him, much less his own receivers. I guess that's an improvement. But
sometimes it's good to throw the ball away, AJ.
I guess so. I've become so frustrated because it feels like it's Groundhog Day, and every week we're here saying the same thing. You know, they don't – there's. It's the most – it's not even vanilla offense. It's like flavorless offense. It's like they didn't even add the vanilla flavoring. It's just
– vanilla color.
It's like ice. Yeah. I mean, it's like eating ice, not ice cream, ice-flavored ice. It's boring. It's old, and it's not working anymore. You know, when they were 6-3 – you could argue that milquetoast stuff, you could make a case for it because, well, the results say it's working. But now you've literally burned all the progress you made to start this season. You have knocked it down to nothing. And now you've got to figure something out because there's no more cushion. You're tied for the division lead. You're tied, and you've got to play that team again. And right now, Tennessee's playing way better than you. You got to play the Colts at Indy. Right now, Indy's playing way better than you. You've got to be better than what you've been, or you're going to be sitting home for the playoffs, and then you're going to have to face the hard truths about Brock Osweiler. You're going to have to maybe start facing some hard truths about Bill O'Brien, about whether or not this team needs someone else to be calling plays.
I think they need to hire a real offensive coordinator.
I think you're probably right.
I think it's time to do that. Somebody who's going to bring a different perspective, and someone with experience, former head coach type.
I don't know what you could say. I don't know what they could do that would make me feel better, because right now, this is – it's unacceptable, the level that they're playing at right now.